Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about the financial situation of your spiritual situation. Oh boy, Chuck, now it's about money. No, it's really not. Hang in there with me for just a second. Cash, credit, and control. Cash, who's going to pay for it? Credit, who's going to get it? And control, who has it? In your life, I think it's a great reminder to remember what the psalmist wrote in chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. Now, this answers the big question, who's going to pay for it? Well, if everything is the Lord's, then everything of value in this world is his. Money, stocks, bonds, relationships, everything. Everything belongs to the Lord. But who's going to do all of that, Chuck? Who's going to make all that happen? Like, who gets the credit for this work that we do here on this earth? Well, listen to what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, beginning in chapter 3, verse 12. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your heart so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Finally, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. You know what? What this shows me is if God owns it all, then the Lord Jesus, he gets credit for all of this work. This is how God the Father sent God the Son to redeem humankind and to create a way and give us a better life. But who's in control of that? Well, let me give you a few scriptures that I think might help you. Number one, let's look at what the psalmist wrote in 118 verse 22. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Well, this is a picture that when Jesus came, you know what? The Jewish people, the chosen people of God, they didn't receive Christ as the cornerstone, as the Messiah. But the fact is, what we know is with the gospel and his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus is the cornerstone. He is in control. He deserves the credit. He is who develops and grows our life and his church. And then Ephesians 1:22. And he put, meaning God, and he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all the things to the church. You say, well, Chuck, what part of God? God the Father sent God the Son, and God the Son is in charge. Well, that means that if God owns it all, and if Jesus the Lord gets the credit, then who's in control? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, you say, well, Chuck, what is it that we're to do if all that's clear in my life? Well, listen to what John 1:12 says. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. Friend, listen to me. Your job, my job, is that we bring glory to God. And when we bring glory to God, our desire is to grow to become more like his Son. And how is it that we accomplish that task? Is we allow the Spirit of God within us to well up and to take control. And we lay down and surrender our will, our rights, and say, Spirit of God, take me, lead me. And it's kind of like that song, Oceans, lead me way beyond the trust that has no borders. Listen to what Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. Friend, listen, the King of the universe lives inside of you in the part of God, the Holy Spirit. And when you let him own your life as Lord, then what happens is he will continue to grow you and mature you and prepare you for every good deed he has for you. He is control of cash, credit, and control. And when you surrender all those things to him, he will bless you richly. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I sure hope you'll jump over and listen to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation. It is a time where you can find power and direction and clarity in a few moments of dedicated and meditative prayer. You can find it at weekdaymeditation.com or just at your same podcast platform like you're listening to The Weekday Podcast. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.